Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever talked with a job recruiter? I've never had to utilize the service of one, but I find what they look for in recruits to be fascinating. 30-plus years ago, I had an insurance marketing company. We had an insurance marketing company. Our offices were in the same building as a staffing agency, and I found their profiles interesting. Have you ever wondered about God's criteria for those who fit His criteria for kingdom service? There are many possibilities, but we're only going to share seven keys for effective kingdom service. Number one, mentally alert. Mentally alert. If you want to be a leader in the kingdom, then you must be mentally alert. Prayer keeps you focused, alert on your purpose.
1 Peter 1, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified. So brace up your minds, be sober, circumspect, morally alert. Set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace, divine favor that is coming you when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is revealed. We need to be ever alert to think on right things. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, be alert and on your guard, stand firm in your faith, your conviction respecting man's relationship to God and divine things. Keep the trust and holy fervor of born of faith and a part of it. Act like men and be courageous. Grow in strength.
Strong faith will keep you alert and growing in strength. Now get ready to shout. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:12, Classic Amplified Bible. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Can somebody say hallelujah? Number two, occupying till he comes. Occupying till he comes. And once again, these are seven keys to effective kingdom service. See, God saved us for a purpose. That purpose was to look at today as a day the Lord has made, and not just any other day. A day the Lord has made involves so much more. He clearly wants us to anticipate the dawn of a new day with expectancy. Greet the day with anticipation and expectation of what God is going to do in and through us if we just let Him. He does not want us to settle for whatever, whoever comes along. Scripture says in Luke 19:13, that we're to occupy until He comes. If you look up the word occupy in Strong's Concordance, it's G4231, and it means to be occupied in anything, to carry on in business, to carry on the business of a banker or trader. Now, that word occupy comes from a Greek word, the root Greek word, that means that which has been done, a deed, an accomplished fact, or what is being done or accomplished. As you read these definitions in the concordance, it becomes clear. Our Heavenly Father does not want us just sitting around, biding our time, waiting for Jesus to return. God wants us about His business of occupying, or as the definition indicates, carrying on the business, getting something accomplished, wherever we are and whatever we engage in doing. Occupying means obviously so much more than just taking up space till the rapture comes. Number three, maximizing the spiritual and personal power working in us.
Ephesians 3, verse 20 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now to Him who by and in consequence of the actions of His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
There are seven powerful thoughts at work in that verse. First, all glory to God is a great place to start. Revelation 4:11, God's Word Translation. Our Lord and our God, you deserve to receive glory, honor, and power because you created everything. Everything came into existence and was created because of your will.
Second, God is able. Romans 4:21 in the New Living Translation. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises.
Third, through God's mighty power. 1 Corinthians 4:20, New Living Translation. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. Hallelujah.
Fourth, his mighty power at work within us. Ephesians 1:19 in the New Living Translation backs it up. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Fifth, we're to accomplish, not be defeated or to failure. We're to be accomplishing things. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, New Living Translation. So we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do.
Sixth, more than we. More than we. Not anybody else. This is a conscious decision on our part. Jeremiah 17:10 in God's Word Translation says, I, the Lord, search minds and test hearts. I will reward each person for what he has done. I will reward him for the results of his actions.
Seventh, more than we ask or think. Let's read Ephesians 3:20 again in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now to him who, by in consequence of the actions of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Number four, creating opportunities and not settling for what's available.
Colossians 4:5 in the New English Translation. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunities.
If we're not looking for opportunities for God to be glorified in and through our lives, we will not recognize those opportunities when they're right in front of us. God wants us using every opportunity we have right now.
1 Corinthians 7:31 in the Living Bible. Those in frequent contact with the exciting things the world offers should make good use of their opportunities without stopping to enjoy them, for the world in its present form will soon be gone. Have we ever thought about why God gives us opportunities? In 2 Corinthians 4:11, this in the Living Bible, it says, yes, we live under constant danger to our lives because we serve the Lord. But this gives us constant opportunities to show forth the power of Jesus Christ within our dying bodies. He gives us opportunities to showcase his power.
Number five, attempting great things for God. On May 30th, 1792, William Carey, known as the father of modern missions, made a profound statement at a Baptist Association meeting in Northampton, England, when he said, expect great things. Attempt great things. Expect great things. Attempt great things.
Ephesians 1, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength."
Number six, assuming a position of leadership in our environment. Exodus 18:20, Message Bible. Your job is to teach them the rules and instructions to show them how to live and what to do. An effective leader should always be trying to work themselves out of a job, but training and developing new leaders who can assume even greater areas of responsibility. You'd be amazed, or well, maybe not, at the number of people who do everything themselves because they illogically figure that if someone else becomes good at their job, they may lose it. Not only is that faulty logic, it's scripturally unsound. Consider the success principle of Ephesians 6:8. Whatever good thing you cause to happen to someone else, God will do for you. If you're good at developing successful leaders, you'll never be out of a job. And one more thing, you'll never be broke because good leaders are in demand. Seventh, energized and ready for the new day.
Colossians 1, verse 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. And here's another scripture, 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 15 through 17 in the Message Bible. So friends, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by our letter. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech.
Interestingly enough, the word reinvigorate doesn't appear in the scriptures at all. But we mention it here because we believe it describes the fire of God that lives in our bones. According to dictionary.com, it's defined as to give vigor, fill with life and energy, energize. So here's the question. Are we alive with spiritual power, invigorating each new day that God gives us? Are we ready for kingdom service every day when we wake up? Hallelujah. Two things before you go. One, join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. Go to heraldherring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Beth. Tonight's teaching is entitled Guaranteeing Your Financial Future. Guaranteeing Your Financial Future. And, of course, if you've been blessed by the teaching, at heraldherring.com, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern for another Rich Thoughts, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.